The rest of the story. Bill Walter was a singer and dancer. What he really wanted to be was an actor. He'd been stage struck for as long as he could remember. Praised for his fine singing voice as a young boy, he had gained an audience with the Crown Prince of Denmark, and with great interest the prince listened to Bill's songs and recitations, and when it was done, he applauded the youngster's talent. One thing the prince admonished, the unpredictability of the entertainment profession itself, suggested that Bill would do well to learn a trade to fall back on. But Bill had no intention of living his life as a tradesman, and that's why he, age 14, put his youth and his hometown life behind and ventured to the big city of Copenhagen to begin in earnest his theatrical career. No sooner had he arrived than the stars in his eyes were brightened by the encouragement of some newfound friends. He took lessons in singing and dancing. He got to know more of the right people. And just as it seemed that the world of show business had outstretched its arms to embrace him, Bill was besieged by a succession of disappointments. After 6 months, he was dismissed from the singing and dancing school he had attended. Cast adrift, he begged theater patrons and established actors. He begged anyone who would listen to aid in his career. Now, and for the first time, the unpredictability of which the prince had spoken was casting its dark shadow over Bill. With the specter of starvation looming nearby, the well-wishers who once were nowhere. Perhaps, after all, he should have developed a proficiency in something else. But the question now, was it too late? Bill Walter never quite succeeded as a professional singer or dancer or actor. He did eventually manage to get walk-on parts in plays, though nothing of real significance. It was simply not meant to be, most agreed. Despite Bill's talent, he was far from impressive in his appearance. He was tall and skinny, had a protruding nose and a strange shuffling gait, and yet the stage-struck, starry-eyed idealism which characterized his pursuit of a theatrical career was to survive his failures and was to emerge in a new light of a second profession wherein it has lived ever since. In his mid-twenties, he began life all over again as a writer. As a writer, he began to write poems and plays and novels and travel books. He wrote under the pen name of William Walter. That was a combination of his literary heroes, William for William Shakespeare and Walter for Sir Walter Scott. And so Bill Walter became just a pen name, not his real name. The boy who sang for the Crown Prince of Denmark in his early teens. The aspiring entertainer whose splendid sense of drama would by necessity live on only in printed word, in printed word. Today is remembered and revered by children everywhere who know his real name. And that was the name that he signed only to a collection of fairy tales. That name was Hans Christian Andersen. Now you know the rest of the story.